ask, are you the pain body? They would not admit to it. But they would probably tell you that you are the pain body. Or throw something at you. Or deny the whole thing. All that nonsense about pain body. So pain body is a great challenge. It is not personal. It does not mean there's something wrong with you. Usually, as presence arises, the gap between the ending of a pain body episode and the arising of conscious presence, when you recognize what has happened, gets shorter and shorter. At first, you might need an hour or two after an episode, and then, or even a day, and then you look back what happened yesterday. Oh, that was. And then that shortens, and then you may be able to be present either when it's not yet, either has not fully arisen yet in its very early stages, that of an emotional reaction trying to move into your mind, and you may be able to catch it there and watch it. Maybe able to catch it as it begins to subside. The episode is coming to an end, and gradually you're getting tired of the drama. It's exhausting, of course. And at that moment, pain body is still partly there. You catch it and say, oh, I can still feel it. There it is. It also happens very frequently that the pain body, when it needs to feed on more pain, comes up, and you are there, very present, very alert, and you see it. So it meets the light of presence. And usually it may stick around for a little while to see if it can get through there somewhere. Presence, by the way, is not holding it down. Presence never exerts any effort on anything. It never resists anything. Presence never holds the pain body down in any way. That is a dangerous thing. One could do that through willpower. I have no negative emotion because I'm spiritually advanced. I'm just not seeing them. I'm just not, they don't exist. And of course, then they'll come out where you, in very strange ways. So you cannot hold the pain body down. You can for a short while, and then it'll come up in the strangest ways, and you do the weirdest things, including physical violence, or you inflict cruelty on people and don't even know it. Or you make your body very ill. If the pain body has no other outlet, it can become very destructive. An unexpressed emotion churning around you for years. So presence never pushes it down. It's simply a light into which it comes, that's all. The light of presence, the light of awareness, the light of consciousness. And the pain body comes into the light. And the strange thing is, it doesn't like the light. So it will either try to obscure the light so that it can continue to pretend to be you, it can take you over and become you for a while and live through you. The emotion wants to live again through you. Another form of reincarnation. The emotion wants to live again through you. It wants to relive what it already knows, what it makes up its energy field. And so it cannot do that when there's presence. You are actually there as the consciousness that watches. Then it can't do it. So it may, for a while, it'll try. You can see it comes up, the little entity, and there's a light shining on it. And then it may try again, coming up, and you still just watch it. And then it tends to shrink back into a little dark corner. It waits for a better opportunity. It's fine. This is how consciousness works. It doesn't mean you're now totally free of pain body. Just at that moment, it's gone down. It's you're too conscious. Can't come. In the evening, perhaps, it'll find a better opportunity. When you lose consciousness through watching a certain politician on TV. Or your partner comes home late from work. Where have you been? Some upset happens. One drink too many. And there's his chance or her chance. In males, there are quite a few. I don't know the percentage of the population. It is frequently happens that in certain males, the pain body comes up, particularly when they drink too much. And so they lose their level of consciousness that they normally have, which may not be that high even at the best of times. But when they get drunk, it goes down considerably, and so often violence is associated with being drunk. In perhaps what 10% of men, they become physically violent when they become unconscious through alcohol, and they do dreadful things. And then when they're sober again, how could I have done such a thing? I don't know what came over me. And some have that cycle with their partner. Physically abusive. And so, of course, when they're a little bit more conscious, they always promise, this is the last time. It won't happen again. Now, that's not the pain body speaking. That's them speaking when there's a little bit more consciousness. And, of course, it will happen again. Unless presence truly comes into their lives. So, in some cases, you may have to physically remove yourself from a destructive pain body. If change otherwise is not happening or would take too long, you would not survive two more years with that person, perhaps. In that case, you cannot stay around